Let's see what we have here in the photocopies. We're going to really be studying the laws of Kriyas HaMegillah, some of the requirements. A lot of these sugyas are in the second parak of Megillah. And there are some nice insights here in the Hari Kedem. So what we want to look at is, see if you can check out, if you have these pages, the first page will say Simon Kuf Tzari Aleph on it. And on the top right, it'll say Shin Chaf. And that'll take you to Shin Chaf Aleph, and then to Shin Chaf Beis. Now after that, we're going to fast forward to Simon Kuf Tzari Hey. That should say Shin Chaf Vav on it, on the top. And then to Simon Kuf Tzari Vav, which will say Shin Chaf Zayin, and Shin Chaf Ches. So we'll see if we can cover all this in one night. Now what I hope to do is to highlight some of the points here. I'm not going to read everything inside. It's important for me that you have the text inside. But I think it would be too cumbersome if we would read everything together. So I just give you the text. There should be 3 pages with 6 sides. So Binyamin, if you want to help yourself. Well, I think you took a whole bunch there. Whatever. All right, we're going to start with a brisa in Masechtas Sofrim. And the brisa gives us a list of the various megillos that we read on various holidays. So, for example, we read Rus on Shavuos, we read Shir HaShirim on Pesach, we read Eicha on Tisha B'Av. And Megillas Esther is listed here for Purim. And the Braisa says that Tzarech Levarech Al Mikra Megillah. So the Nusach HaBrach is Al Mikra Megillah. Some of you may know that there's a minhag here in Eretz Yisrael, a very strong minhag amongst the Gra, the Talmidim of the Gra, that whenever we read a Megillah, if we read it from a cloth, we'll read it with a bracha Al Mikra Megillah. But it's interesting that this bracha, according to the Braisa, is not established on Megillah per se, meaning on Megillah's Esther. It applies to every single Megillah. Whenever there's a mitzvah to read the Megillah, we recite Al Mikra Megillah. So the Mikra Megillah is now part of this general mitzvah called Kriyas HaKsuvim. In other words, we read Megillos from Ksuvim. All the Megillos are in Ksuvim.
La Halacha, do we do that? Some other ones as well? We don't.
Here we do, if we have a cloth. We make a bracha, we make a shekhiyonu as well.
Interesting.
What is the Sephardic meaning? You don't know.
I don't think we say.
You know. So this is very, very powerful in the Gra. The Gra codifies this, you'll see in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Tzadi Beis. And you can open up again, you won't see the Gra, but you'll probably see the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Gra. I don't know if that's the right volume. I hope it is. Tov Tzadi Beis. And Megillas Esther is also, that's the emphasis here, is also included in this mitzvah called Kriyas HaKsuvim. And that generates a bracha of Al Mikra Megillah, like any of the Kisvei HaKodesh, any of the Kisvei the Ksuvim that we read. Now, if this be the case, then perhaps we can answer a question. What question bothers our mind? In 2 Sugyas in Shas, the Gemara wants to know, how could we recite a bracha on a mitzvah derabbanan and say, Asher kidshanu b'mitzvosot v'tzivanu, when the tzivui is not in the Torah at all? It's only midrabbanan. We have it by Ner Chanukah, we have it by Lulav Kol Shiva, I mean, except for the first day of Sukkot, which is Doraisa. And the Gemara says, Heichan tzivanu. Why didn't the Gemara ask that question with regard to Kriyas HaMegillah? Heichan tzivanu. And the answer might be because the bracha of Al Mikra Megillah, in the case of Megillah, of Megillas Esther, is not a problem at all. The bracha is not on the mitzvah, on the tzivui. If it be on the tzivui, then you would ask the question, Heichan tzivanu? It's only a mitzvah derabbanan. But the answer is the bracha is on the ksuvim, on the entity of reading ksuvim. And this reminds us of a famous insight of Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim used to say, how is it that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that women make a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? The Shulchan Aruch himself is absolutely opposed, as the Rambam before him was, to making a bracha on a voluntary mitzvah. And in the case of a woman, she's not obligated, for example, in a time-bound mitzvah Seishas Man Groma. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins she will not make a bracha. But yet, in the case of Talmud Torah, where women are exempt under the law of Vishinanto Levanecha Velo Libnosecha, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that women have to make a bracha. So Reb Chaim used to say that this bracha is not on the mitzvah, but rather on the fact that we have Torah, we have an entity of Talmud Torah. A woman has an entity of Talmud Torah, no less than a man, and therefore she makes the bracha on that entity of Torah. Now we can say that the bracha on Mikra Megillah is on the entity of Kriyas HaMegillah, because Megillah is part of the Ksuvim, it's one of the various Megillot, and just like we make a bracha, according to the Masechta Sofer, on Mikra Megillah, on any reading of any of the Megillot, we have Shir Hashirim on the list, and we have Eicha, and we have Rus, the whole gamut. So too, we make a bracha al Mikra Megillah on the Megillah itself, not on the Tzivui. We don't have to ask the question, Heichan Tzivanu. Whenever we're reading Torah, we require a bracha. If we're reading a Megillah, we require al Mikra Megillah. And if we're reading any other part of Torah, we're going to make the bracha Lasok B'divrei Torah, Al Divrei Torah, whatever your Nusach is. And that's not a classic Birchas HaMitzvah where you could ask the question, Heichan Tzivanu? I mean, where does the Torah command?
Like Ner Chanukah or the Arba Minim, it's different.
Correct. In the case of Ner Chanukah and Arba Minim, the brach is on the Chiyuv, which is only Durabbanon, and therefore the Gemara raises the objection, Heichan Tzivanu? Where is the Tzivah? Shekinshon Mitzos Tzivanu Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Where did the Torah command me to take a Ner Shel Chanukah? But here the brach is not because I'm commanded to read the Megillah. It means that whenever I read a Megillah in its proper time, I make a bracha on the Torah itself. He calls it, if you take a look at his language, Cheftza Shel Torah. The bracha is on the Cheftza Shel Torah. It means the entity of Torah itself. And now he wants to bring a proof from a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. In other words, if Purim coincides with Shabbat, we don't read the Megillah. And why? So we used to say in the Bavli, because of what's called the Gzeirat D'Rabbah, we're afraid he'll carry the Megillah for Amos Pirshus HaRab. But the Yerushalmi has its own original reason, and that is the Asur Likro B'Ksuvim B'Shabbos. We don't read Ksuvim on Shabbos. That's a sugi called Bittul Beis HaMedrash, meaning we don't want people to get away easy, meaning we want them to really dedicate themselves to serious Torah study. And it was very common, it was very attractive and very laid back to read Ksuvim. Everybody likes to read Ksuvim, you know, very very nice Megillot and other parts of Ksuvim. And therefore they made a gzera that on Shabbos we don't read Ksuvim. Mm-hmm. Again, it could be that certain times that they were allowed to read Ksuvim, but...
Are there any of the other Megillots which can be read on Shabbat which are
Ksuvim? None of them. And according to Yerushalmi, the reason why we don't read any of those Megillot is not the way the Bavli formulates it, because we're afraid you'll carry it, but rather because of the Easter of reading Ksuvim on Shabbat. And he says that that makes sense if we assume that the mitzvah of reading the Megillah is part of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaKsuvim. Then it comes under that Gzerah and that prohibition of reading Ksuvim on Shabbat. But if you're going to tell me that the mitzvah of Purim and Megillus and reading Megillus Esther on Purim has nothing to do with Kriyas HaKsuvim, how can the Yerushalmi say Ein Korin Ksuvim B'Shabbos to justify why we don't read the Megillah when Shabbos coincides with Purim? And if this be the case, then perhaps we can shed a light on a chiddush of the Baal HaMa'or, Rabbi Mizrachi al-Levi, in the first parak of Megillah. The Gemara asks the following. According to one opinion in the Gemara, that's Rav Asi, Megillah requires Asara. We don't accept that Shita, we accept the Shita of Rav Ashi, who says that you're allowed to read the Megillah and you're obligated to read the Megillah even B'Yochid without Asara. There's going to be one exception. We'll see about the Bnei HaKfarim, who read it on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. They're going to require Asar. But anyone who's reading the Megillah Bismano, meaning on Yudalid or on Tesvav, we pass the, you don't need Asar. But there's one Mandiyom in the Gemara that requires Asar. So the Baal HaMa'ar raises the following objection. There's a Mishnah, you can open up to Masechta Megillah and Chof Gimel and Beis, that enumerates all of the mitzvot that require Asar. And there's a whole list here. We'll just read part of the list. This is already in the third parak of Masechta Megillah, which for us is a little bit futuristic, but the Mishnah says the following. There's something called Parson al Hashma. There's something called Chazor Sashatz, which is called in the Lashon of Mishnah Ovrim Lefnei HaTeva. There's Birchas Kohanim. There's Kriyas HaTor B'Tzibur. There's Maftirim Ben Novi. All these on this list and many other cases require Asar. What's not listed in the Mishnah is Megillah. Now, if you hold that Megillah doesn't require Asara, Nicha, then I'm okay. But if you hold that Megillah requires Asara, what are you going to do with this Mishnah? Why did the Mishnah omit Megillah? That's the Baal HaMa'ar's question.
Yeah, when you say Kaddish, you concept of that in the Surah?
Kaddish? Without Asara? No. Kaddish is a classical case of a classic Dover Shem
Kedusha. You're out in...
Nobody look, Brian, you can always say words of Kaddish, but I'm saying the technical, formal kiyum of Kaddish requires Asara. Like Kedusha, for example, the Kaddish Shimcha, Naritz, whatever your Nusach is, Kesa Yitlucha, Malach, whatever your Nusach might be. It requires Asara. Kriyas HaTorah requires Asara. So I have 9 people. So okay, you want to read the Torah, go ahead and read the Torah. You'll get a mix of reading the Torah.
I was in Nizibush, right?
Okay.
I didn't have a minyan, it was unique.
Well, you didn't have a minyan the whole year round, you mean?
No, that's Shabbat.
Oh, that's Shabbat.
Shabbat, it wasn't for all year.
You got me scared, I don't know.
And it was Pasha Korach, and my friend said it's his bar mitzvah. He took the Sefer Torah out of the thing, out of the ark,
right. Laid
it without a brocha, from beginning to end. There were 4 of us there.
Okay. You know, it doesn't bother me if you want to read the Torah. You can read the Torah the whole year round. I can take out a Torah now and start reading it. There's no prohibition against reading the Torah.
Yeah.
But to say that that's a kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah, no. For that we need Asara. Oh, so you hear the kasha, why is Megillah omitted from this list? That's the kasha of the Baal HaMa'ar. So he answers the following. The tirates. Shegamler of Asi, ein ze elahidur v'ein ze likuva. Not too many of the Rishonim would agree with this Baal HaMa'ar, but the Baal HaMa'ar says that Rav Asi requires asara for Megillah, but only lechatchila. That's the perfect ideal way of fulfilling the mitzvah. But asara is not a condition that's critical. It's not indispensable. If you don't have asara in the case of Megillah, even Rav Asi would say you could be yotzei the mitzvah of the Megillah. The Ramban in his Molchamas Hashem gives a different answer, and he says that the Mishnah is listing only those mitzvos which are incumbent on the tzibur, which means that if you don't have a tzibur, there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv on a yachid. Once the tzibur assembles, you have an assembly, a congregation of 10 people, then the chiyuv emerges. But if you have something where you're obligated, although you may need asara because you cannot fulfill your obligation, that's not listed in the Mishnah. An unbelievable chiddush of the Ramban. So for example, Kriyas HaTorah, according to the Ramban, is not my obligation. I don't have to hear the Torah on Mondays, Thursdays, on Shabbos. If there's asara, then the whole tzibur as a tzibur, qua tzibur, as an entity, have to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Or, for example, Chazor Sashatz. I'm not chayv in Chazor Sashatz as a yochid. We have a tzibur, and the tzibur has to recite Chazor Sashatz. So too with regard to Maftir, so too with regard to Birchas Kohanim. Once the tzibur gathers together, they become obligated. But in Megillah, he says, even if Rav Asi says you must have Asar, and without Asar, in the absence of Asar, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah Megillah, but nevertheless, the chiyuv is on the yachid. It's my individual chiyuv. I'll give you an example. Birchas HaGomel. If I experience the miracle, or I experience the salvation, I'm obligated to recite Birchas HaGomel. I need asara. I can't do it without asara, but it's my personal chiyuv. That's not going to be listed in this Mishnah. Mm-hmm. This Mishnah says, the Ramban, the common thread to all the cases, there are probably 10 different halachas here, is that it's a chova hamutelas al atzibur. There's no obligation on the yochid. That's not appropriate for Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is a chovas yochid, even according to Rav Asi, even though he requires that you can, that you cannot, even though he insists you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of Megillah without us. So that now we have the Balamar and we have the Ramban. We're ready for the Ran. The Ran quotes one of the Gaonim, and he says the following: Taimo shel Rav Asi, domer bein bezman bein shelo bezman basora. That whether you read the Megillah on Yud Alfi Beis Yud Gimel, or whether you're reading it on Yud Dalet and Tesvav, you always require a minyan of asora. The Kasavri, the Bichlal Torah, the Navihu. That this reading of the Megillah is included in Torah and Navi. In other words, there's no need for the Mishnah to mention Kriyas HaMegillah, because Kriyas HaMegillah is just a subset, it's just an application of the general rule of Torah and Navi. The Mishnah lists Torah, the Torah has to be read in front of Asara, and Navi, the Taftorah, has to be read in front of Asara. And another extension of that, another subcategory application of that rule is going to be Megillah. The Ran is absolutely convinced that this is the answer to the Balamar's question. So the Rav wants to suggest that this answer, the Ran, really reflects what we saw in the Masechta Sofrim, namely that the mitzvah of reading the Megillah is part of reading Ksuvim. And that's a part of the Tanakh, right? You have a mitzvah of reading Torah, which is the five books of Moses, on Mondays, Thursdays, etc. And then you have a mitzvah of reading Nevi'im, and that's going to apply on Shabbosos. And now we have a mitzvah of reading Ksuvim. And that mitzvah of reading Ksuvim applies whenever we read any of the Megillahs, on any of those holidays which are appropriate for reading the Megillah. So when we get to Purim, what we have to do is we have to read the Torah publicly. Which Torah do we read? The Megillah. And that Megillah is part of Kisvei HaKodesh, and the bracha is going to be on the mitzvah of reading Kisvei HaKodesh, which is Al Mikra Megillah. However, the plaque goes thicker. Why? Because the Gemara asks the fine question. This you'll open up to Megillah, a very famous sugya. I think we've seen it in the past, but it always is kedai to see it again. Brian, you have a Gemara, right?
Yeah.
So can you open up to Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph? And
what language?
Correct. This is a question of someone who doesn't know the language. If you count up from the bottom, if you count up from the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, approximately 10 lines, the first line, the word in the line is Ashuris. Yesh? Ashuris, you have it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You sound like a little bit iffy over there.
No, I've got it.
You've got it.
Yeah.
Okay, if you've got it, you've got it. And what does it say over here? That Elohes Sheshama Ashuris Yotza, which means that anyone can hear it in Lashon Kodesh, even if he's a Frenchman and he doesn't know a word of Lashon Kodesh. So the Gemara asks for Halo Yoda. He doesn't know Ikar, he doesn't understand what you're reading. What significance, what meaning does it have to hear Megillas Esther and you don't understand what you're hearing? He says, Midi Dehavi Anoshim V'Ameoretz. There are many people in the audience who don't understand the Megillah. Right, major chunks. And yet they don't say the mitzvah Megillah. And the Gemara even goes a step further. There are parts of the Megillah that nobody understands. We don't know what Ashtraponim B'nai Ramachim are. I mean, maybe they're some sort of camels or something. I don't know what they are. Ela mitzvahs kriya. Wait, don't touch this. This belongs to someone.
Yeah. Well, I have no idea. That's
This is Sam's. This is
Holy Morris.
Yeah. Do you have another handout?
No.
All right, so we'll... Sure. All right. So the Gemara says that this mitzvah is a mitzvah of kriya. We read the Megillah publicly, and that publicizes the mirror. That's what the reading of the Megillah is. And Rashi explains that those people who are lazim and they don't understand they don't understand Ashuris, they'll have to ask around and find out what's this reading all about, and that's going to be the person of this. So Rav Soloveitchik points out that we see that there are two dimensions to Mikra Megillah. Based on the Masechta Sofrim, we establish that the Mikra Megillah is part of Ksuvim, and there's a mitzvah of Kriya B'Ksuvim, and that applies to all the Megillahs. Now we have another mitzvah, which is called a Kriya of Pirsum HaNes. So we have two Chiyuvim in Megillah. And Rav Soloveitchik wants to claim that that's why we have two brachas on the Megillah. We're not talking about Shachiyanu, we're talking about Shachiyanu and Tosfos Torah al Mikra Megillah. And Shasa Nisan level saying the first bracha is on the kriya of any Megillah, of any Kisvei HaKodesh, and that's called Al Mikra Megillah. It's the identical bracha that we're going to recite when we read Rus, when we read Shirashir, when we read Echa. And then there's another bracha which was established on the Pirsum HaNes, and that's called Shasa Nisan. Now, what happens if a person doesn't have a Megillah? We have halach in Er Chanukah that if you don't have enough money to buy the oil for Ner Chanukah, then you have to hire yourself out. You have to beg, borrow, and I shouldn't say steal, because that would be a problem. Mitzvah Boba Meira. But you really have to do whatever you can. You have to sell the shirt off your back in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Gemara applies the same rule to Dalit Kosos, the four cups of wine. And what's common to both Ner Chanukah and Dalit Kosos? They both have what's called Pirsum HaNes. Whether you're being mefarsim the Nes of Chanukah, whether you're publicizing the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and there the Torah, the Halacha is very, very demanding. And if you don't have the money, you have to get the money somehow. What about Mikra Megillah? Mikra Megillah is also Pirsum HaNes. And Rav Soloveitchik claims the following. If I would subsume Mikra Megillah under the mitzvah of Kriyas HaKsuvim of Kisvei HaKodesh that applies to all the Megillahs, then you don't have to sell the shirt off your back for that mitzvah. Why? Because it's not a mitzvah of Pirsum HaNes. But now that we've added, based on this Gemara Daf Yud Ches, another dimension, another kiyum in the mitzvah of Megillah, namely it's also Pirsum HaNes, now maybe you'd have to sell the shirt off your back in order to fulfill this mitzvah. He's not sure about it. He vacillates because he thinks that maybe the primary mitzvah here is Kriyas HaKsuvim, and that's why we established the bracha of Asher Kedshanu Mitzvot Tzivanu al Mikra Megillah. And if that's the primary mode, the primary dimension of Mikra Megillah, then you don't have to sell the shirt off your back. And it's interesting because we don't find anywhere in the Shas that the Gemara applies this principle of Mechazer al Psochim, meaning he has to beg, borrow, and as we said, steal in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. We don't find that. Okay, now we go to Daf Yud Tes. And this is a Gemara which is a bit complicated, but we'll be able to get by in Mitzvah. Yud Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, let me try to show you where the place is, because again we're hopping around just to get this idea of Mikra Megillah as Kisvei HaKodesh, and we're looking at the Gemara which is three lines down from the top of the page. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, HaKorei b'Megillah Ksuva ben Aksuvim lo Yotza. And the Gemara then qualifies this that, you know what, he is Yotze. Okay, fine. But what's Megillah Ksuva ben Aksuvim? You have a cloth that has on it all the Megillot. It doesn't only have Esther. Not like our Megillot, they just have Esther, exclusively Esther.
In a sequence, I think.
They have it in a sequence. So you'll have Rus, and you'll have Shirashirim, and you have Eicha, and you have Esther. So if you have such a cloth, the Gemara says you're not Yotze the mitzvah. Then the Gemara corrects itself, and the Gemara says that you are Yotze the mitzvah, but if you're reading the Megillah B'tzibur, then you forfeit the mitzvah. Why? Because it's Ksuva, Megillah Ksuva ben Aksuva. You see the Gemara there? It's on Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis, on the top, like three lines down from the top. Now, something very strange going on here. If you read the Megillah B'Tzibur, you're not Yotze. Why? Because it's Ksuvah Bein HaKsuvim. If, on the other hand, in the same exact scenario, you read it B'Yachid, then you are Yotze. Now, why is it worse when you read it B'Tzibur than when you read it B'Yachid? And he says the following. B'Tzibur, the very moment you're reading Ksuvim, we have to know which of the Ksuvim are you reading. And it's not recognizable because all the Megillahs, all the Ksuvim are written out, laid out in front of you. But if you're reading it B'Yachid, then all you have is Pirsum Anes. You don't have Kriyas HaKsuvim. That Kiyum of Kriyas HaKsuvim only applies when you have a tzibur. So now the Mikra Megillah, once you read a tzibur, takes on a whole new dimension. And that is, it becomes Kriyas Ksuvim. When you're reading Kriyas Ksuvim, now we want to know which Ksuvim are you reading. And if you're reading a Megillah that's Ksuvim Ben Ksuvim, how do we know that you're reading Megillah Esther? Again, we may know that you're reading Megillah Esther because we hear the Megillah being read. But as far as the Kriya from the Ksav is concerned, the Ksav has all the Megillahs. So how do we see that it's Pirsum Anes? And therefore you're not Yotze. If you're reading it B'Yachid, okay, if you're reading it B'Yachid, that's a whole different story. It doesn't have the Kiyum of Kriyas Ksuvim B'Tzibur. And therefore, we don't expand your action to include all the different Ksuvim that are laid out in front of you in this one long cloth. But once you're reading it publicly and you have the Kiyum of Kriya B'Ksuvim, then you're reading any Megillah of the many, many different Megillahs that are there, because each one of the Megillah is a potential for that Kiyum of Kriya B'Ksuvim. That's going to undermine the Heker that you're reading Megillah Esther. Now, I have one question to ask over here. According to Rav Soloveitchik, when the Braisa Masechta Sofrim says that when you read the Megillah, any Megillah, including Esther, you recite the Bracha Mikra Megillah, and Rav Soloveitchik says that's only B'Tzibur, what happens if on Purim I'm reading the Megillah myself? I don't have B'Tzibur. Now, Rav Soloveitchik claims there are two Brachas on Megillah. One Bracha, Al Mikra Megillah, is the Bracha of Kriya B'Ketuvim, of Masechta Sofrim, and the other bracha, Shasanisim, is on Pirsum Anes. If I'm reading it B'Yachid, then I have to forfeit the mitzvah of Kriyas Ksuvim. If that be the case, then I shouldn't be making the bracha of Mikra Megillah. That's my question. If you don't mind writing down that question, I'm going to write it here in my own language here.
He doesn't answer that? Or he doesn't?
He doesn't even ask that question. I don't know. So I'm just going to make a note of it, because otherwise I'll forget it. Okay. Now, we're going to pick up a Tosfos on Daf Hey Amid Al. The Gemara has a whole shakal of Itaria about a yachid who reads the Megillah. And Moshe, do you need tissues? Because you can get tissues over there, and then maybe you'll come back, you'll feel a lot better, and then we'll be able to focus on okay?
Alright.
You want to take care of that? Just take a minute's break, and you'll feel a lot better.
Boy.
Unless Brian's very kind. He has tissues here. Okay, great. Okay. Now, he says the following. Whoa. Is this allergies or a cold? You don't know.
I have no clue.
Okay, you're going to find out if you keep going here. We're going to have to assume it's an allergy.
Allergy to what? Can't be talking.
I don't know. I don't know what you're allergic to. You know, everybody's allergic to something else. You know, I can't. I'm not an allergist. You know, even if I was an MD, I don't know if I could tell you. You have to be an allergist for that.
Yeah.
Boy, if I had a dollar for every sneeze, I'd be rich. All right. You don't mind that I'm just kidding around with you tonight, you know. You know, that yarmulke is such a beautiful yarmulke. It makes me want, you know, it puts me in such a good mood. You know?
My
it doesn't say Yechi Adonenu on it, though. That's usually it, those yarmulkes, you know.
it says Avodah Zarah. All right. But, you know.
He says the following. That when you read the Megillah B'Yochid, you're lacking the kiyum of Kriyas Ksuvim B'Rabim. Correct? So what you're left with is, after dying yesh kan mitzvah shel kriyas ksuvim mikomakom efshar dal kiyum zelo tiknu broch. Okay, so he really does touch on my point over here. He has it a slightly different fashion. Now the bahad sheet is that women are chayvim megillah, but only shmiyah and I kriya, and therefore according to the bahad, a woman does not read the megillah on behalf of man because she has only a chiyuv shmiyah and he has a chiyuv kriya. So Rav Soloveitchik wants to claim that what's the difference between a man and a woman? He says, as far as Pirsum Anes, the women share the same identical chiyuv as the men, but there's another dimension to Mikra Megillah, and that's Kriya Shel Ksuvim. And as far as Kriya Shel Ksuvim is concerned, that chiyuv is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and it's incumbent upon men. Women are exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and therefore, ipso facto, they're exempt from the mitzvah of Kriya Shel Ksuvim. All they have now is a mitzvah pirsum hanes, which they fulfill through shmiya, but there's no din of kriya. Fascinating. Yes.
So women who have women's readings, do they recite brachot or not?
Well, we didn't get into that yet. The question is if a woman could read it for another woman. That's what we have to. I'm not sure if we're going to get into it tonight. You can ask me that question for another shiur. But if a woman's reading it for a man, then the Bahag says that's not good. Tosa seems to say it's fine because men and women have the same chiyuv, but the Bahag says women have a chiyuv shmiya. And Rav Soloveitchik wants to claim that what underlies the sheet of the Bahag, this concept called a kiyum kriyas haksuvim, and that kiyum of kriyam haksuvim is rooted, anchored in Talmud Torah. Women are exempt, and therefore they only have the mitzvah pirsum hanes, which they fulfill through shmiya. Now, let's go on to another possible nafkamina. Okay, then, by the way, were you able to find that Shulchan Aruch from before?
It was Pesach here, I think.
Oh, I gave you the wrong value?
It's Taf Tzadi Bet here. It's
what Siman did I tell you to look at? I don't even remember
Taf Tzadi Bet.
Taf Tzadi Bet is not there? I'm just asking one question, Binyamin. Is it in that volume?
No, it's not here.
It's not in that volume.
I'll get the other one?
No. Taf Tzadi Bet is in the sixth volume, is that it? You only have the fifth volume.
This is Hay.
And what's the last siman here in Hay is Tuf. It doesn't go as far as Tuf Tzadi.
Tuf Kuf Kaf Zayin.
Well, the last time I counted, Kuf is after Tzadi.
No, it's here, but
We're having a communication problem here. I'm asking you.
No, it's here Tuf Tzadi Bet, but I didn't find this.
I was just asking if volume Hay of the Mishnah Berurah has Tuf Tzadi Bet.
Tuf Tzadi Bet is here.
Okay, so that's a whole different story. There's no reason why you have to get up out of your chair to get me a different volume. Now, can you find Se'if? So now he tells you to look for the Gra, the Bira Gra. That's not going to be in that volume, but the Mishnah Berurah will probably quote the Gra, but I'm not sure exactly where the Mishnah Berurah will quote the Gra. How many Se'ifim are there in Tuf Tzadi Bet, by the way?
One.
Oh, there's only one. All right. And the subject there is fast days?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. So we'll have to leave it for now. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Can you find in that volume Tuf Reish Tzadi? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you'll find Tuf Reish Tzadi. No, that's not in that volume. Okay, that's in volume 6. In any event, let's trust the text here that you have in front of you. You're opening up to page Shin Chaf Beis, and you see the paragraph right below the beginning of the page where it says Ayin B'Shulchan Aruch. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, here it is.
Good. So it says that Tzarech Likros Kula. You have to read the entirety of the Megillah. Umitoch HaKsav. And you have to read it from the Megillah itself, the written Megillah. Now, there are two chidushim here. Chidush number one is you have to read the entire Megillah. The Gemara on Daf Yutes actually quotes a gigantic machlokus about this. And according to many opinions, I mean, it's not Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir requires that you read the entire Megillah. But according to Rabbi Yossi, for example, you only have to read the Megillah from Acher Advar Ma'ela, that's Perek Gimel. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only have to read from Perek Beis, which is Ish Yehudi. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you have to read only from Balaila Hahu Nadad Ashnas HaMelech. That's way later in the Megillah. But we passing like Rabbi Meir, and that's codified in the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to read the entire Megillah.
From beginning to end.
Beginning to end. And not only that, you have to read it mitoch haksav. Now, why is that significant? Let's say that the sofer who wrote the Megillah left out certain parts of the Megillah. Let's say he left out letters, he left out words, maybe he left out even a chapter in the Megillah, I don't know. In such a case, when you read the Megillah, you're reading Baal Peh. Right, the Koreh knows the Megillah by heart. He's been reading it for the last 50 years. And he knows it by heart. He reads those parts that were left out of the Megillah by heart. But that's not okay because he's got to read the Megillah mitoch haksav from the text. And that part of the text is missing. However, how much is missing? So the Shulchan Aruch says the following. Hishmit ha-sofer tevos ad chetzia. Then b'di'evid yotza. You can read up to, but not beyond, half of the Megillah by heart. The Rama has all sorts of qualifications. There are certain cases where even if you left out less than half of the Megillah, it still is possible because you left out a whole topic, a whole theme of the Megillah. And therefore we have to be very machmir about this. Now, the Brisker Rav is supposedly of the opinion that there's no mitzvah of Kriyas HaKsuvim in the case of Kriyas HaMegillah, because here, part of the Megillah you read outside the Ksav, you read it by heart. With regard to Kriyas HaKsuvim or Kriyas HaTorah, then you have to read the entire Torah from the Ksav. Kanim lo kar mitoch HaKsav. And yet, if it's less than half, that's outside of the Ksav, meaning that's not written in the Megillah, and you read it by Peh, you Yotze. Is Mavur Lehejesh who didn't Kriya B'Toras Pirsum Hanes. So the Brisker Rav is going to object to classifying Kriyas HaMegillah the way we saw in Masechta Sofrim as Kriyas Ksuvim, because in Kriyas Ksuvim you have to read the entire Megillah from the beginning to the end from the text, like Kriyas HaTorah. Here, Megillah, we're much more lenient, and we allow you to read
less than half
outside the text. So Rav Soloveitchik says the following. If we go back to the source of this Shulchan Aruch, we'll get it certainly a different perspective. The Gemara is on Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, and the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Hishmit Ba HaSofer. If the sofer omitted certain letters, nevertheless, yotza. Meisve, I'll ask you a question, because how you ba osios mitushtoshos or mikuros, if the letters were blotted out or they were ripped, in Rishumam Nikar, if you could still make it out, you can still read the letters, is ksheira, but in Lav Psula, if you can't read the letters, it's possible. Now, we just said that the sofer, even if he left out words from the Megillah, the Megillah is still ksheira, and he's yotze when he reads it from that Megillah. And yet, the other Brisa says that if you can't read these smudged out letters or words, then you're not yotze. Lo kasha, haba kula, haba miktsasa. When it says that if the letters are so badly ripped that you can't even read them, you're not yotze, that's because that rip or those tishtush of the osios is more than half of the Megillah. But when it says hishmit bar sofer yotza, that's when it was let, that the hashmat of the part that was left out is less than half. We paskin that if it's mitushtash beruba, psula. Why? Because we have a principle called ruba kikula. The Torah says the majority is considered like the whole. So if only part of the Megillah, less than the Rov, is Mitushtash, then you could be Yotze. B'di'evet. That's not your best choice, but B'di'evet you could be Yotze. But if more than half of the Megillah is Mitushtash, in such a way that you can't read it, so you're reading it by Peh because you know it by heart, then you're not Yotze. That's the principle of Ruba Kikul. And the Gaon, in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, adds these words, that Ze Lo Nikra Miktsasa El Kula, that if he has Rov Mitushtash, that's called Kula. So we see clearly from the Gaon that if you read most of the Megillah from the Ksav, because it was written clearly, and you read it from the Megillah, that's as if you read the entire Megillah mitoch HaKsav. That's called Ruba Kikul. So in other words, according to the strict demands of the Halacha, you have to read the entire Megillah mitoch HaKsav. However, there's a Halacha called Ruba Kikul, so that if you read Rov, it's as if you read the whole thing. Now this din of Ruba Kikul would apply l'chora to every kriyas haTorah. That's what he says over here. Be'emes mi'ikra didina be'inen hakol yad nikra mitoch haksav ukechol kriyas haTorah rak mikoch halacha sharuba kakula nechshav kiilu kares kula mitoch haksav. No, so why does that operate only in Megillah? In Megillah we found this kula that if you read less than half bal peh because you can't read it from the ksav, it's Metushtash, etc., Yotze, and yet in Kriyas HaTorah, every last letter has to be clear in the Sefer Torah. Tzarech Yidim came, Lama Lam Rinon, Vechol Kriyas HaTorah, then Rov should be enough, and we'll apply the principle of Ruba Kekula. Vinire, the Im HaYedin Kriyas Kol HaTorah Kula Bepamachas, Kimikra Megillah, if you had an entity of the entire Torah, then we would apply the principle of Ruba Kikula. In the case of Megillah, you have a beginning, a middle, and an end. You know, there's a definite unit. There are bookends. And if there's a unit, then we can apply Ruba Kikula on a unit. It's like a kos, you know, of yayin. Sometimes we say you drank most of the kos, is Ruba Kikula, because there's an entity here. But in the case of the Sefer Torah, we're not reading the entire Sefer Torah from cover to cover, from Bereishis till B'yeni Kol Yisrael. We're reading Psukim, we're reading Parshios, we're reading segments. And therefore, you can't say Ruba Kikula on something that doesn't even have a kula. If it has a kula, you can say Ruba Kikula. If you were reading the entire Sefer Torah from beginning to end, so you have a kula, and now you can say Ruba Kikula. But if you're reading Psukim, then there's no entity here that you could say, well, I have Rov. What do you mean, you have Rov of a Pasuk? A Pasuk is not an entity. But in the case of Megillah, we have an entity. Is Memela, what is Megillah? Megillah is a part of Ksuvim. So the Brisker Rav says, I don't understand. How can you possibly tell me that there's a Kiyum of Kriyas Ksuvim in the case of Megillah, then it should be exactly like Sefer Torah. You should have to read the entire Megillah from beginning to end from the Sefer. And yet we said Rov is enough. Therefore, says the Brisker Rav, it must mean that in the case of Megillah, we're not reading it B'toras Ksuvim, B'toras Torah, we're reading it B'toras Pirsum Anes. And if we read most of it, that's a Pirsum Anes. The answer is no. Kriyas HaMegillah, like Kriyas HaTorah, is Kriyas Ksuvim. There's one fundamental difference. In the case of Megillah, you read the Megillah as an entity. It has an entirety. It's a chativah.
One block, one entity.
And if it's one unit, one entity, then you can apply Ruba Kikula to that entity. But in the case of Sefer Torah, we're not reading the entire Sefer Torah, we're reading Psukim, and Psukim are just fragments. There's no din of Ruba Kikula. So let me just read to you the language.
And everything needs to be perfect.
And you have to read the entire Torah, the entire section from the Torah, in a perfect Sefer Torah. He says the following. He says, Kishakorim, Rakama Psukim, Lo Shaikhbaz Edin Shal Ruba Kakul, Dien Kan Rov Shal Kola Torah, Vapsukim Shal Akriya, Ein Bam Torah Cheftsim Misuyon, Bifne Atzva, there's no definite entity here, it's just Psukim. And therefore, if there's no definite entity which has a beginning and an end, and it's boxed off, and therefore it's not a Cheftsim Misuyon, therefore you can't say Ruba Kakul, the sheer Kriyas HaTorah. How many psukim do you have to read? Let's say you have to read 10 psukim, you have to read 21 psukim, whatever the shear is. That's a shear, not in an entity of Torah, but it's a shiur in the Maisa Kriya. And on a Maisa Kriya, you can't say Ruba Kakua. You have to do the entire Maisa. Just like, for example, on Achilas Kezayas, you have to eat a Kezayas of Matzah. Are you going to say, well, I ate two-thirds of a Kezayas, so Ruba Kakulo? When it comes to a Maisa, we can't say Ruba Kakulo. We can only say Ruba Kakulo when there's an entity, a unit, and I did most of that unit, and that's considered as if I did the whole unit. But in the case of Kriya Satorah, there's no whole unit. It's only a Maisa Kriya, which requires Psukim. How many Psukim? 10 Psukim. That's the Shir of the Maisa Kriya. Lefi zeh shuv shafir efshalom, we come back to our original premise, derived from the Masechta Sofrim. The Mikra Megillah is a mitzvah b'toras kriyas haksuvim, and kriyas haksuvim we're going to say rubo kekulo, and it's considered as if he read the entire Megillah mitoch haksav. Now I'd like you to fast forward to Siman Kuf Tzadi He. It should be on the back side of the page there. It should say on the top right Shin Chof Vav. You have such a thing?
Yeah.
Okay. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Perek Beis Milchus Megillah that if you read the Megillah out of order, out of sequence, lo yotza, you forfeit the mitzvah. That's called lemafreya. Lemafreya means going backwards. Now what happens, asks the Rambam, if you came late to Kriyas HaMegillah? No one here would ever come late to Kriyas HaMegillah. So this is not relevant to anyone here. But, in theory, the Halach has to address the following case. This guy came in the middle of Mikra Megillah. So he says the following, you know what? Let me listen to the rest of the Megillah, and I get the Tzibur aspect, I gain Tzibur. And then, privately, I'll make up the balance. I'll read the first half of the Megillah. Says the Rambam, no. He should go and read the entire Megillah from beginning to end. Let's get the Lashon HaRambam. Matzah Tzibur Shekaru Chetzia. He came into the shul and the Tzibur was already halfway through the Megillah. Lo Yom, I shouldn't say. Ekra Chetzia Achronim HaTzibur. Let me read the second half with the Tzibur. And then V'achso V'ekra Chetzia Rishon. I'll make up the difference. Shezeh Kori L'mafreya. Because then he's reading the Megillah out of order. Ela Kori Mitchilo V'arasof HaLaseder. He has to read the entire Megillah in order. So the question is, what's the chiddush of the Rambam? But the Rambam is just established in his opening statement that Karas HaMegillah, if you read the Megillah out of order, lo yotza. Here, he came into the middle, he wants to hear the second half, and then read the first half. That's lemafreya. Why did the Rambam have to tell me lo yotza? It's obvious. So to answer this question, we go back to the Rambam Perek Aleph Mihilchus Megillah. And the Rambam writes, Kol elu shemakdimim v'korim kodem yudal, and he's talking about the kfarim that read the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Ein korino so pachos me'isora. The Rambam, like the Rif before him, holds that the requirement of asora is absolutely critical with regard to Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. So the Baal HaMor asks, if you require asora, why isn't this mentioned in the Mishnah in Megillah? On Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. You remember the Mishnah that we saw before that enumerates all those mitzvahs that require asara. Now Megillah, at least on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, requires asara. And the Ramban's answer, if you recall, was that the Mishnah, what's common to the Mishnah, the common thread, the common denominator of all the Mishnah, is a Chiv Tzibur, that there's no Chiv on the Yachin. But Kriyas HaMegillah is a Chovis Yachin. We may need a Tzibur, so if you're one of the Bnei HaKfarim, you won't be able to fulfill your mitzvah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel without a Tzibur, but you're obligated as a Yachin. Hainu, the Le'inyan Kriyas HaMegillah Chiv L'Kol Yachid, the yachid b'fnei atzmo v'gam akiyum hu b'yachid. This ela demin in asara. We need asara for pirsum anes because it's Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. There's no given, you know, pirsum anes is not in the air, so to speak. V'efshar d'gam k'tanim ol l'minyan shel pirsum anes. It could very well be possible that since we are really talking about a chovas yachid over here, we just need a pirsum, then maybe children are part of the pirsum. Like they have big mouths, they blab a lot, so they'll be mefarsim in this. Oh. He says the following, Lefi zeh nirad b'kriyas ha-megillah choshev k'korei b'tzibur gam mi she'eino korei oso b'mokom sh'atzibur korei. This is a real revolutionary chidush. Perhaps you recall, if you ever encountered the laws of tefillah, that if, let's say, you're at home and you can't make it to the shul, you should try, if you can, to synchronize your tefillah with the tzibur. In my case, in Har Nof, I can do this very easily because it's a Sephardic shul that is literally a few feet away from my porch. So I can daven on the porch. It's almost like I'm standing inside the shul. That's how close it is. But certainly I can know exactly when they're davening, right?
How would you know? You hear it's very loud?
I go out in the porch. The windows are open most of the year. I mean, now this time of the year, maybe the windows are closed. But I can look through the windows and see that they're about to assemble and start davening. So Rav Soloveitchik wants to say that a similar halacha could apply to Mikra Megillah. Even though I'm not in the shul, I can synchronize my reading of the Megillah with the shul, even though I'm reading it biyachid, and I can gain the benefit of tzibur. Yeah, what do you say, John?
Maybe your shul?
I don't catch your shul?
Should it be the shul you attend?
Because what difference does it make?
For example, the shtiblach. You've got minyanim the whole time going around the clock.
When you say going around the clock, you mean 24/7?
I'm not literally 24/7, but you have.
Well, let's say, for example, between the hours, let's say shakras, between the hours of 6 and 10, 6 and 11, easily.
16.
Yeah, but the only thing is, you have to know, let's say there's a 6 a.m. minyan. Now, nobody here would ever attend that minyan.
I did. Right?
I never saw you there. I've been there for months and I never saw you there.
Not there, I'm talking about on Purim.
On Purim?
Oh. Yeah, in the morning.
Okay. Wait a minute. Let's go slowly. What I'm saying is the following. If you want to synchronize with the 6 o'clock minyan, you have to know exactly when they get up to Shmon Esrei. So the minyan starts at 6. By 6:01, they're up to Shmon Esrei. I'm exaggerating, but not by much. Not by much. By 6:12, they're up to Shmon Esrei.
They can't be that fast.
They're very fast.
Somewhere.
They're very fast. My it's God. What they call the matzah minyan, you know, 18 minutes.
With reading,
I wouldn't suspect any of you here of davening at that, you know, at that minyan, because it's brutal. They are absolutely brutal. They leave no captives behind. I have to start 10 minutes before them in order to make sure that I'm up to where they are. So I get there at a very early hour. And I leave Har Nof at who knows when. In any event, here's the point. Rav Soloveitchik says, Nira, it appears to me, that V'kriyas HaMegillah, Choshiv Kikore B'tzibur, Gamim Eino Kore B'yoso Mokom Shatziru Kore. They're reading it over there, I'm reading it here, but I'm reading it at the same time. But Kevin Sha'oskim HaTzibur B'kriyas HaMegillah, what happens is, when the Tzibur is reading the Megillah, I'm not with them, but there's a Pirsum HaNes. And therefore, if a person is reading somewhere else at the same time, if he can synchronize it, he is also linking up to the Pirsum HaNes. It's like it's all going up to heaven, if you know what I'm saying. Hare ein ze kishar din asor b'alma sheim garmi mesachiyu. In general, what you say is that that's the Ramban over there in that Mishnah, that when you get together the 10 people, then the chiyuv emerges. No. Here, everybody is individually obligated, but we need a kiyum of pirsum. If there's a pirsum going on somewhere in town, I don't know where, then I can link up with that pirsum. And if that be the case, let's go back to the Rambam. A person comes in the middle of Kriyas HaMegillah, and they're halfway through. And now he says, you know what, let me listen to the Megillah from halfway till the end, and then I'll fill in the first half. In a football game, I don't think you can do this. But, right, you can't go back to the first half after you heard the second half, right? Because you already know the punchline. It's like reading a novel. You know, you read already the final chapter. I don't know if you... But in any event, so what's the Salkadaita? What was the Havamina here that this would be meaningful to hear the Megillah out of order? We said that there's a halach of what? Of L'mafrei Lo Yotza, that he has to read a kisei there. Here he's not reading a kisei, so why did the Rambam have to tell me he's not Yotze? He says the following, that Misha Nithnas Beis HaKnesses Motza Tzibur Shekvar Koru Chetzya Yikra Achshav Him HaTzibur B'mokom Shem Korin K'dei L'kayim Din Kriyas HaMegillah B'tzibur. Why? Shem Yaskil Likro Mitchiloso Lo Tehei Kriyaso Im HaTzibur El B'yechidus. So you might say the following, that since the Tzibur is reading the Megillah, You want to link up with that Kriya. If you're going to start from the beginning now, you will not link up with the Tzibur, and therefore you will forfeit the mitzvah of Kriya B'Tzibur. Now again, you have two dimensions here. You have one dimension called Kriya B'Tzibur, and you can gain that dimension and achieve that by linking up with the Tzibur, but at the same time you're going to forfeit the Din of L'Mafreya. But on the other hand, if you want to be very careful about the Din of L'Mafreya and Ridikis Seder, then you're going to have to forfeit the Kiyum Tzibur, because if you're going to start from the beginning of the Megillah, then he says your Kriya is not linked up with the Tzibur. So which is Adifa over here? Which should you give preference to precedence to? Which is priority? You have Kriyas HaTzibur, but without L'Mafreya, but in other words, with the Chisod of L'Mafreya, that he's reading it L'Mafreya, or you can read it Kisei there, but you forfeit the Kiyum of Tzibur. Is Kamash Molon, this is what the Ram wants to teach us. The Gam Mishum Din Likro Matzibur, Mahani, he can still gain Kriya Matzibur, even though he's going back to the beginning of Megillah. Im Karo Mitchila Al HaSeder, if he goes back to the beginning of the Megillah, the Gam Im Lo Yikro B'Yoso Makom Shatzibur Korim, Chashiv Kriyaso Kikori Matzibur. Notice as far as this attachment theory that we mentioned, that there's a Pirsum HaNes going on, and you can somehow link up or overlap with that Pirsum HaNes, even though you're not even in the place where they're davening, where they're reading. The same thing can apply here. The Mela Umechuyv Likol HaSeder, and now you want to turn to page Shin Chav Zayin, Me'adin Shal Kovim Afre Lo Yotza. The Ein Din Tzibur Bazel Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. And now the Rambam is saying that if you read the Megillah Mitchila Ad Sof Al HaSeder, the Rambam wants to emphasize, then even though he's not reading in the same makom as the Tzibur, but since the Tzibur is still involved and in preoccupied in this Pirsum HaNes, is Mekayim Mitzvahs Kriyas Megillah B'Tzibur. On. Now, let's fast forward to Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav. The Torah in Aruch Chaim Siman Tofrei Sadi Beis quotes the Bala Itu, who says that, just one second, I just want to just check one thing out, because I made myself a note about which Siman I want to make sure I accomplish, and we're, okay, Kuf Tzadi Vav is on the list, just make sure. Okay, I prepared very hard for this. He says the following. The last bracha, which is called the bracha lachreya haraves rivenu, is dependent upon minuk. And the Bala Yitur says that since this bracha depends upon minuk, if you're sach, which means you speak out on something irrelevant during the kriya, that's not a problem. Why? Because Lav hafsokehi ela bekriya talya milsa. As long as you're reading the Megillah, that's fine. Now this is very strange, because if you're sach, that's gonna break up the connection. You know, that's gonna wedge between the reading of the Megillah and the bracha lachreya. But he says, well, that's only a minhag anyway. Says the Tur, eino nira. I don't like this bala itur. Dekeman shu mevarech. Since he's going to recite that bracha, albeit because of the minhag, sarach shelo yehi hefsek. In other words, what difference does it make if it's totally b'minhag? If you want to recite that bracha, you might have to make sure there's no hefsek. So let's say you finish the Megillah, and now you start talking about the what's called Wimbledon. Is that what it's called? You know, the tennis match. So then
Wimbledon.
So I'll never get there. In Wimbledon. So then, it separates your Kriya Samigilah from the Brocha Lachreya. So to try to understand the Bala Itur, we have to ask the following question first of all. No one would accept that you have a Sicha that you could schmooze between the Brocha and the beginning of the Mitzvah. That for sure. That's totally unacceptable, and even the Bala Yitur has to admit that. As far as the bracha achrona is concerned, is there an Isur of Hafsaka? That's an issue. So let's ask the following question: why is it that in bracha achrona you can vacillate back and forth, the Bala Yitur and the Tur? Is there an Isur of Hafsaka? But in the bracha Rishona, for sure, everybody agrees that Sicha is out of the question. So he says the following. This is the paragraph that starts Vehanira. He says, even as far as the Bracha Rishon is concerned, the Torah insists that once you begin the mitzvah, the bracha, meaning the bracha rishona over lasiyosan, is attached to the asfalas of mitzvah. However, the Torah postulates that there's another halacha here, of a bracha achrona. And when you make the first bracha, that bracha has to be linked up to the bracha achrona, so that the kriyas hamegillah is sandwiched between a bracha lefonel and a bracha achrel. We find this in Psukei Zimra, for example. If in the middle of Psukei Zimra you want to be mafsik, then what you do is you break up the tziruf, the connection between the original bracha in Baruch Shalomar and the last bracha of Yishtabach. And even though the last bracha of Yishtabach is only a minog, but it doesn't matter. We have to link up the first bracha of Rishona with the last bracha of Racha Chorona, and the same thing, says the Torah, is going to apply to Mikra Megillah. Therefore, if you have a hefsek somewhere in the middle between the first bracha and the last bracha, then those two brachas are not connected. And the Megillah has to be sandwiched, as we said, with a head and a feet, you know, with a beginning and an end, and that's the bracha lefanel and the bracha lacharev. And here in Sif Beis, he quotes the Mishkanos Yaakov. The Mishkanos Yaakov, who lived about two centuries ago, a little bit more, he asks on the Bala Itur, what do you mean you're allowed to be sach in the middle of Kriyas HaMegillah, because the bracha lachrona is not a minhag? He says, "Hello, also ledaber b'tol kriyas ahalel." In halel, we know, based on the Gemara and brachas, and that's how it's pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of halel. And even though the bracha lachrona in halel is a minhag, furthermore, he says, we don't understand the Bala Itur, because certainly you cannot be mafsik in halel, and that's not because of the bracha achrona, because we know that in certain places they didn't even make the bracha achrona, they never had that minhag, and yet the din is still explicit that you're not allowed to be mafsik. So why is the Bala Itur telling me that, well, since the bracha achrona in the case of Megillah is only a minhag, therefore we can be mafsik?
What is mafsik?
You can start talking about the football game and make a hefsik
before say the last bracha.
Before the last bracha, you're allowed to make that hefsek because the last bracha is only a minhag. But in halel, the last bracha is a minhag, and yet not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of halel. So why in Megillah does the Bala Itur allow you to be mafsik? The hine here on page Shin Chof Ches, I think that's the last page I gave you. Do you see a paragraph that starts Vehine?
Yeah,
in the Gemara and Brachos, the Gemara puts halel and Megillah together, and the Gemara asks, are you allowed to be mafsik in the middle of halel, in the middle of Megillah? And the Gemara has a kal v'chomer. In Kriyat Shema, which is Doraisa, if somebody says hello to you, let's say Shalom Aleichem, you're allowed to answer, again, Bein HaProk or whatever the dinim are. Then if halel, which is only Drabbanon, for sure you're allowed to answer. That's called Sheilas Shalom. Oh, Dilma, the Gemara has another tzad, the vacillates and says, wait, Pirsum Anes Adifa. Pirsum Anes is even greater than Kriyat Shema Doraisa. You're allowed to be mafsik. Omer Rabba, Yomim Shayochid Gomer Es Ahalil, Bein Perik Uperik Posek, Bemsa Perik Eno Posek. Yomim Shayena Yochid Gomer Es Ahalil, Afil Bemsa Perik Posek. So a number of different dinim. He says, Venira de Bevadai, Lahava Mina Bagamarasham, to be Inon Bahal Megillah Mishu Mau. The Gemara wants to know what is Sheyafsik L'Sheila Sholem Salkadak Tahalu Megillah Chamiri B'Kriyat Shema. They're more common than Kriyat Shema because of Pirsum Anes. Is Bazes Salkadak the Mitzad Etzem Kriyas Ahalu V'Kriyas Megillah Yesh Isra Soka because of Pirsum Anes. However, the Gemara rejects that Lamaskono. The Gemara says you're allowed to be Posek V'Ein B'Kach Klum. It means that the opposite conclusion is that the Isra of Hafsoka in Halel is only because of the Bracha. And if that be the case, then in the paragraph on Nira Bozeh, he says, Vadai hoda hal osu lahafsik mishum ha-brocha rishona, but not because of the brocha achrona. The after be alma kaimelon de mikeven shehiskel b'mitzvah kar achala ha-brocha v'yocha lahafsik, Kol zeh shayach rak b'shar mitzvos, aval b'birchas ha'halil shehi bracha al kriyas ha'halil shehu cheftzim v'nusup b'fnei atzmo lo chala bracha ad sheigmar ha'halil. So in the case of halil, where there's a bracha on kriyas ha'megillah, on kriyas ha'halil, excuse me, then it becomes one entity, and you have to make sure that there's no hefsik until you complete the mitzvah. So normally in the middle of the mitzvah you can be mafsik, but if there's a bracha l'achreya, then you cannot be mafsik. Why? Because you have to link up the bracha l'faneh with the bracha l'achreya. And here we can make a distinction between kriyas ha'megillah and halal, because kriyas ha'megillah, as we said in the name of the Masechta Sofrim, has a kiyum of kriyas k'suvim. And with regard to kriyas ha'ksuvim, there's a special din that ksuvim creates a cheftza b'fnei atzma, and the kiyum of kriyas ksuvim in the case of Megillah is once he reads part of it, he already has a kiyum of kriya b'kisvei hakodesh, and therefore the Bala Iter holds that there's no problem of hefsek. And if he was mafsik, since he already was mekayim in the mitzvah of kriya b'ksuvim, there's no problem. Okay, so we'll stop here, and I wish everyone Erev Tov Laila. Thank you. Thank you so much.